sir?
Well, I want to report a UFO. I live in Kentwood, Michigan.
Okay, would you like to describe what you saw?
Yeah, we was outside playing in the yard.
Uh-huh.
And then there's some clouds over our house. And then there's some openings in the clouds. And big, we seen a beam of light shining through the clouds.
Uh-huh.
And then the light was shining through the clouds, and it was passing by, and it saw us. And then a big light was shining down from the clouds, watching us, Russell. And then I looked up, and I got scared. So I came inside. And then after that, it looked like this. Who is this? And then after that, just a minute. Are you still there?
Yes.
And then it started moving over to Kent County Airport, but they didn't have nothing. No radars, they said. They didn't see it on the radar.
Uh-huh.
Then it had no engine. It didn't even make no noise.
It was
watching us for a while.
It was just a big beam of light coming down out of the sky?
Yeah, but then when it started taking off, we seen a big object. It had two big blue things. I think they were blue or black things.
Uh-huh.
They was looking at us too. And then they stopped and they was looking at us.
Okay, now this big object, where did that form at the end of this big beam of light?
No, look. Wait now. We first look up and saw it coming over us.
Okay.
It was coming real slow. And then it stopped and it saw us.
Okay, and at that time it looked just like a beam of light, right?
Yeah, but it stopped for about
right.
a second.
Okay.
Looking at it.
Right. And then pretty soon this thing just turned into what looked like a big object?
When the light was shining down us, we could look up at it, and then we seen a big steel thing. But the light was in this, like, socket.
Oh.
And then it was looking down at us, and then we seen around it, and it was round, kind of.
Okay, was that light actually coming from the steel thing?
Yeah, it was coming from that socket that the light was put in.
Okay.
And it didn't make no sound or nothing, and it moved real slow. My mom seen it, too.
Okay, did you hear any sound?
No, it wasn't no sound.
Okay, what time did you see that?
10 to 8.
Okay. How long did you watch that?
For about a minute. I mean, 4 seconds.
Okay.
And then I went back out. My brother said he seen it again, but this time it was sitting up in the sky, and it had like, it, you know, the airport thing where it goes round.
Right.
Well, then that had a big light like on top of it, but we didn't see it. I mean, it's guessing, and then it was going round. Real slow, looking for things.
Okay. Now, was this fairly low when it was over you?
Yeah, it was just above the clouds. I think they're called cumulus clouds.
Okay.
My mom seen it too.
Okay.
So did her friend. And right when that happened, right about a half hour that happened, my brother and his friend was back in the woods.
Uh-huh.
And they thought they seen a monster back there, a brown monster.
Well, what'd that look like?
They say it looked like a brown monster.
Oh.
And one time I was back there, I seen a brown monster with yellow eyes.
Oh, was that anywhere near where this object was at?
Yeah. The object is over in Stopper Street where we live.
Uh-huh.
And then this all happened a lot earlier, before the object went over. And then it went over and looking around for us.
And that was today, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Was this a fairly tall monster?
A tall monster?
Uh-huh.
The one I seen was about 8 feet tall.
Okay, what about the one they saw today?
The one that just a minute, how big was the monster you seen today? He was about 8 feet tall, he said. Just a minute, I ain't gonna hold him talk. And it was almost dark. But the one I seen had yellow eyes.
Okay.
And nobody believes me.
Okay.
But you.
What color was the eyes of the one they saw today?
What color was the eyes you seen today? They just seen a black thing coming toward them.
Okay. What's your address, Matt?
Kentwood, Michigan. And I seen the monster a whole bunch of times.
Okay.
But he don't scare me.
Where'd you get our number, Matt?
The Kentwood Airport.
Kentwood, okay. Well, we sure appreciate you reporting this to us, and if we get any more information on your sighting, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Hello, sir?
Yes.
aunt mother.
Uh-huh.
And there was definitely something in the sky. And it was not an airplane. It was not a helicopter. And I have another adult friend here that saw it also. It was just right over our house. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Did this thing have a defined shape?
A defined shape? No, I couldn't say that it had a defined shape. It was a huge circle, and this huge beam of light was coming down.
Straight down from the circle?
It appeared to be straight down.
Okay.
At that time, when that beam was coming down above us, it was going slower, but that thing was really, once it started up again, or I say again, that's the way it appeared to be, it was going at a faster rate of speed.
Okay, now this light that came down from the bottom, was that in the form of a beam or a flared-out cone?
Flared cone? It was round.
It was round all the way down?
Yeah.
Okay.
The light, it started from a cone, and it got bigger like an ice cream cone because it shined down around us.
When the big part was on the bottom?
Yeah, when it was shining on us, I got started to get hot.
Okay, now what color was that beam of light?
Like a flashlight.
Just white?
Yes, I would say a white light.
Okay, did it actually illuminate the ground?
Yeah, it was on the ground. It was shining from the sky, but it got us.
But it was beam.
It was shining on us.
Okay.
And then I came in, and then it didn't shine on us anymore. I didn't see that coming all the way down from the ground, but it was coming down from the sky quite a ways. But
okay.
There was not another light, nothing like a light you see on a plane or anything. It just was strange.
Okay, then it came right down just from a circle of light.
Yes.
That's all.
That's all.
Okay. About how high was that above your home?
Ooh, when you say how high, I...
Just an estimate.
It was above the clouds, because it was shining. It was above the clouds.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate your report. Could I get your name?
I was just wondering if the Kent County Airport had received other calls on right there.
I tell you, if we get any more information on this particular incident, we'll get back to you and let you know.
I got to tell you something else about that monster.
Uh-huh.
The monster? Well, when I seen him, and then I was looking again, after I left, there was only a couple of footprints of where he was standing, and there was no other footprints of where he started walking away. It was like that UFO grabbed him or took him back up in the spaceship.
Okay. Okay, we thank you very much again, and if we get anything on it, we'll let you know.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.